For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A busy weekend for FBI agents who are taking another look at Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's background. They have less than a week to gather information on allegations of sexual misconduct. Before heading to a rally in West Virginia, President Trump said he welcomed this new FBI investigation.
Having the FBI go out, do a thorough investigation, whether it's 3 days or 7 days, I think it's going to be less than a week. But having them do a thorough investigation, I actually think will be a blessing in disguise.
The FBI will provide information, but it will not draw conclusions. A source says agents will be looking into claims by Kavanaugh's former Yale classmate, Deborah Ramirez, as well as those made by Christine Blasey Ford, who told a Senate panel that Kavanaugh assaulted her at a drunken party in high school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Alaroot Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Kent State University decided to increase security after the announcement of an open carry gun walk. Recent graduate Caitlin Bennett, whose graduation photo of her carrying a rifle went viral, was the person who organized the walk.
This was supposed to be a rally on the K for gun owners and students to come together, and they stepped on our toes every step of the way.
The march was meant to protest the university ban on students openly carrying on campus. It was met by counter-protesters, which heated things up. An organization that serves as the worldwide governing body for pumpkin-growing contests say a New Hampshire man has squashed the competition across North America with his giant prize winner. The Great Pumpkin Commonwealth says a pumpkin grown by Steve Geddes is the biggest pumpkin ever grown in North America. It weighed in at 2,528 pounds, You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Indonesian television and other media say the death toll from the earthquake and tsunami in Indonesia has jumped to nearly 400 and is rising. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The figure is from the hard-hit city of Palu alone, where hundreds more are injured. Jan Gelfand of the International Red Cross in Jakarta says the extent of the damage won't be known for some time.
We have people already from the Indonesian Red Cross in action, moving, bringing in water, bringing in medical to supplement what others are doing to, you know, address some of the needs as quick as we can, because that's the key thing. It's just a bit frustrated because it's so hard to get things in there.
Another nearby city of some 300,000 is cut off from communications. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A prosecutor in an area hit hard by Hurricane Florence wants the voter registration deadline extended, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson filing a lawsuit late Thursday against the State Election Commission, saying people currently have to register before October 7th to vote in the November 6th general election. But he says officials need to extend that deadline by 10 days, arguing that some voter registration offices and many roads are still closed due to flooding in some parts of the state. There's no indication how his lawsuit may go, and the Election Commission has had no recent comment on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.